And all this month, we are offering the new ESFM Say Yes to Love t-shirts, with $5 from every shirt sold being split between the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo and the Heartbeat of Lima. And on the line, we do have from the Heartbeat of Lima and Putnam County, Patty. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Well, hey, we love what you guys do so much. And it's you guys help out some people that kind of are in need of love, both in the womb and out of the womb. Tell us about what the work of the Heartbeat of Lima.
Absolutely. Heartbeat of Lima is a pregnancy center. We're here to help women during their pregnancies and families during their pregnancies. We provide different services for them. We have free ultrasounds that we can do for someone who is pregnant. And maybe they haven't connected with a physician yet. We can go ahead and do that early ultrasound. And that could be sent to the young lady's physician once she's connected with them. So it helps get started on an earlier prenatal care and get them off to a healthy start. Many of the women in our program follow through after their pregnancy. We have parenting classes that they can be involved with from the time they find out they're pregnant until their child is 3 years old. So we work with them extensively with not just the mothers, but we have a fatherhood program also that works directly with the clients and helps them as new parents build a stronger and safer health style for their families.
Now, Patty, can you give us a couple sample scenarios of what some of these women and kids are going through, some of the cases that you have?
Yes. We see a variety of people who come through our doors, and some of them are really scared. They don't know which way to turn. They weren't planning on the pregnancy. Many of them are abortion-minded when they call us, and they don't know which way to turn, and they feel alone, and many of them don't have a support behind them, support a family or something to help them. So that's partially a large part of what we do, is reach out to those women, and we're there for them to help them in any way that we can. We always say that we're here for her, H-E-R, hope, education, and resources. We want to take some of, if they're having a rough time, we want to take some of that hardness away from them and help them see the love of Christ in different ways that they can be reached and touched. And we see many of the young ladies that we work with change their mind from that original phone call that they gave us to a totally different story once they've been in our program and they go through the ultrasounds and see that we are a safe, comforting place to help them through that time.
And some of the stories or the accusations you hear from, lack of a better word, the opposition, all you guys do is just keep them from having an abortion and then you leave them go. That is certainly not the case, is it?
Not at all. And we have, as I said, we have an extensive parenting program, not just for the women, but also a separate program for the men. And anyone who believes that we don't have help them after birth is totally wrong. I would like to invite them to come into our center and tour and see the different things that we do and how much we do work with the families and the individuals after the baby is born.
And you, on top of all that, you help, maybe there's a young girl that's just confused, hearing all these conflicting stories, doesn't know what to do when it comes to, sexual activity before marriage. You help with that as well, don't you? Help them about what sexual health is and the risks there are?
We do. We, not only in our center, but we also have programs that go into the schools and help reach out to the young ladies who are confused, or they think that everybody their age is being sexually active, and that's not true. So we try to open the awareness on the dangers of the sexually transmitted diseases and the emotional hurt that could come along with the sexual activity at a younger age, and we're just there to help build them with knowledge and help them make good choices. And they, if they come to us for direction, we're here for them.
And this isn't just an inner city problem. You guys have an office in Putnam County. Even in the country, in small towns, there's a need for this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times people think, you know, it's a small community. We don't need to worry about it. Everyone is affected by our society and the way people view things right now. And the kids watch TV shows, and it's perfectly acceptable on those shows, you know, to be sexually active. And that's an influence to many of the younger people that we work with. So it is important to know that it's all steps of life. It's all different areas that are dealing with the issues of the sexual activity before marriage and how that can affect them in the long run.
We're talking with Patty of the Heartbeat of Lima. And Patty, you can't do this on your own. How are you able to do what you do?
It's amazing to me that we can do what we're doing. We're an old center. We are approaching our 50th year.
Wow.
Heartbeat was established 49 years ago. Our center was. And we cannot do it without the support of the community. They've kept us alive for 49 years. It's been absolutely amazing. It amazes me, and I'm here every single day to see how we've been going strong all these years with the support of the surrounding areas and individuals that reach out to us, our volunteers. We could not be doing what we're doing without our volunteers in our center. So it's not, I always tell people, it's not what we are doing, but it's what the community is doing to keep this going strong and reaching the people who need our help.
And do you have any more urgent or immediate needs right now?
Always, prayers are always the top request that I have, because we have so many girls and women who are scared and they're terrified when they come in and they don't know which way to turn. So we prayers help us get through that, and it just gives us the strength to move forward with it, and we see the women respond also.
Well, where are you guys located, both your Ottawa location and your Lima location?
Right. Okay. We just moved in June to a new building. We rented for 49 years, and we purchased our first building, so that was very exciting for us.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big step for us. And that is located at 421 South Cable Road. And we'd love to invite people to come out and tour our facility and maybe learn more about us. As you said in the beginning, a lot of people have the wrong impression that we aren't there to help people after the baby's born. On most days, if you walk in here, there's many mothers and children in our office. But we definitely would like to invite the public to come in and just see our facility and what we are doing.
Okay. And do you guys have a website?
Yes, it's heartbeatoflima.org.
All right. And if someone wants to volunteer or maybe donate money or, you know, physical items, is that some of the ways they can help? They can find all the details there at your website?
Yes, or they can contact us if they want, you know, specific details. But there is a lot of information on our website, and there is a donor page. You mentioned if they want to give a donation, there is a donor page on our website also.
And that website was heartbeatoflima.org?
That's correct.
All right. Well, hey, Patty, thank you for what you do, and keep up the good work, and hopefully we can be there for you.
Well, thank you so much for your support.